So at the end of the day, we were just head down, hiking out. Andrew is in front of me, as he usually is on these things. And we came to this brushy section of trail. He had rounded this bend, and I came around after him and looked to my left, and there were two big old brown bears just fighting each other, like vocally noisy, wrapped around each other. And Andrew hadn't noticed them, and they hadn't noticed Andrew, which was just very confusing to me. So I was just kind of like, whoa, I think is the noise that I made, which got Andrew's attention and the bear's attention. And they all just kind of looked at me like, what is going on? But Andrew quickly realized what was happening and kind of grouped up with me. And we got out the bear spray and didn't have to use it because I just, you know, shouted at them and was like, hey, get out of here. And they left, just kind of wrestling each other into the woods. And, you know, less than 5 minutes later, they were halfway up the side of Near Point. But yeah, that's pretty much it. It was just a very strange encounter that felt like it could have gone very poorly, but for whatever reason, it didn't. And I think we got pretty lucky that these bears were just so concerned about fighting each other that they didn't really care at all about us. So yeah, I feel like in retrospect, we were doing several things wrong and got lucky that it worked out. You know, I normally carry my bear spray hooked onto the chest strap on my backpack so that it's right there and it's accessible if I need it. And that day I was annoyed by it, so I moved it to the back of my pack so I couldn't get it off without help or without taking my pack off. So, you know, if I really needed it fast, I would not have been able to get it. And we were not really talking to each other. We were pretty quiet and tired and, you know, moving through this brushy area and not making as much noise as we probably should have been. You know, you get complacent, I think, when you're out there enough and not having problems. And you don't think about these very basic things that can be very important.
Yeah. Okay. How close were they?
I think I said 20 feet off the trail and Andrew said 15 feet off the trail, but, you know, close enough that you could see all of the details of their big furry faces. Probably the closest I've ever been to a bear that wasn't in captivity in some way. And then, of course, we still had 3 miles to go or so until the end. So I took the safety off my bear spray and carried it in my hand and just kind of like we took turns yelling, hey, bear, and just didn't really feel comfortable until we were back at the car.